All right, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome everyone to another episode on the Mizi Wahid podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and for supporting our episode. I really appreciate it when you guys share, you know, on my social media, when you tag me some of your favorite episodes. It really means a lot to me. I hope you are learning and enjoying listening to my interviews with my special guests as much as I enjoy doing them, you know, on a weekly basis. So I'm always looking for someone out there who I'm inspired by, because as much as I'm creating content for you guys, I'm a bit selfish. I want to be inspired and motivated myself. I want to learn from the best people out there. And being an entrepreneur, it's always important for me to find someone out there who I can look up to, and someone who has, you know, done tremendous things, and at the same time being so humble, and at the same time being somebody who cares about the community and wants to give back. And in all of those qualities, alhamdulillah, I found it in one man. His name is Dr. Malik Hassan, and he is my guest for today. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Bagaimana? Alhamdulillah, very good. Thank you for being here. So a quick intro, I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself in a more detailed manner, inshallah. Tapi for a start, maybe, you know, to let everyone know, for those of you who don't know who he is, if you are Singaporean, you will probably know Krif Nasi Lemak. He is the founder of it, yeah. Of course, he started it off by taking over his late dad's Nasi Lemak shop, Selera Rasa, right? Adam Road?
Selera Rasa Nasi Lemak,
Adam Road. Yes, very, very popular back then. I remember the long queues that people had back then. Kadang-kadang I pun give up lah, tak nak beratur cepat penat. I just, you know, kalau ada orang belikan, alhamdulillah, you know. But then I'm so happy to see a brand from someone in our community flourish the way that it did. And of course, it's an entire story for that. But I think, if I'm not wrong, now you have what, 45, 46 outlets or 40, more?
45
outlets more coming.
More coming, yeah.
2022, inshallah. So, you know, that's an amazing feat, because we are very aware. There are so many of us who maybe our parents buka kedai, you know, ikan pari ke, buka kedai mie rebus ke, buka kedai nasi ayam and so on and so forth, or jual goreng pisang and things like that. But I always wondered, you know, even as a young, when I started entrepreneurship like 15 years ago, I always wondered, tak boleh ke jorang membesar, tak boleh ke jorang expand? Like, why can't this be sold, you know, in the big outlets, in the malls and so on? I always had that question in my mind. But of course, you know, I didn't know what a shop like that needed in order to get there. But with your example today, I think it's becoming clearer. And with your help to others, I think it gives people hope lah. And I think itu yang kita perlukan. We need hope to be able to see. Sebab kita tak nampak, you know, like, probably the mindset is just ini je, right? This is the only thing I can have. I need to be happy with it, and there's nothing more. Perhaps there was a time when you were happy with that one shop, right? So could you just share with us a little bit about your journey from Selera Nasi Lemak and on to Crave? Kalau you nak throwback jauh sikit pun boleh juga. We'd love to hear some of those stories.
Yeah. Kita Selera Rasa memang daripada start daripada Kampung Siglap. Daripada Kampung Siglap. So di kampung this is normal lah, kita dengan bakul, dengan memang nenek pun tukang masak. Kita kalau pergi laut, ni lah Kampung Siglap ni, Kampung Siglapnya masjid tu. Yeah. Kan belakang kan there's no ECP last time.
Yes.
Laut. The whole stretch laut. So every time kita nak pergi mandi laut, grandmother buat masak nasi lemak, sand. Kita makan dengan ramai-ramai. Then from there then, my grandfather is a very good businessman. I think he got few shops.
What did he do?
He's actually
food also.
He's selling roti Perancis. He take from someone else. He put inside belakang basket. Then he just jual.
Amazing.
And he's kalau orang Siglap kenal kadir roti, they will know. So I example lah, tengok okay, my grandmother macam gini, my grandfather macam gini. So my grandfather always buang lah. I cakap, you want to be businessman, you must know how to do this, you must know how to do that, you know. Must know how to simpan duit. Jangan suka belanja. If you get $100, jangan apa? Dapat $100, jangan $100 tu habiskan. Ambil $2 ke $10, dia kata. Lain semua simpan. So, maybe I'm a Maris Indian.
Yeah.
So, maybe Malbari punya fikiran macam gitu.
Yeah.
So, I macam fikir.
He taught you the basic principles.
Basic principle. Misal, so, I tengok. Then, after that, he's supposed to hand over dia punya kedai-kedai tu pada anak-anak dia.
Hmm.
But anak-anak dia semua fikir macam, eh, I got my own job. They all, hmm, semua kerja high hotel.
Okay.
Most of them kerja high hotel.
Hmm.
So bila orang kerja high hotel, dia rasa macam, eh,
sama, comfortable.
Ah, comfortable, hmm, dapat duit semua gini-gini. Then I'm like 7 or 8 years old, I tengok tak, perhatikan. Then I mix with a lot of bangsa lain juga.
Hmm.
Pasal down there semua kan. So I berbual dengan my father juga. Abang take over lah. Abang take over the shop.
Hmm.
If you got, I think about 5 shop ke betul lah. I said, if you take over the shop, then one day, when I dah grow kan, I take over lah. I cakap,
oh, so you planted the idea in your dad.
Then my father macam cakap, tak apalah, abang tengah fikir gini. So, oh, dia okay lah. Dia. So he still thinking, the mentality is, I will work fired macam biasa lah. He's very comfortable. Then got one time too, he got offered to work at KL.
Mm.
So when he go KL, dia macam consultant bahana. So he work there for 2 years. Then after that he work at Bali apa. So then after that, they don't need him anymore. Mm. So when he go back, they say, alamak, I need.
So he didn't have a job.
He got a job. Mm. So then after that, dia cakap, I think I need to do something ah.
Mm.
So we was at shop number one. We ran shop number one. Then after that, my uncle.
Sorry, this was already Adam Road. You mean?
We shifted to Adam Road. Those shop at number one tu, my uncle Haji Ismail, Hamid dengan my father.
Mm.
They open down there. So they open down there. They open. They jual nasi lemak berlauk tau. With all the lauk. Because my grandmother pun pandai so untuk bikin lauk-lauk. Kita ada, dia ada goreng pisang pukul 4 petang. Kita ada laksa petang. So all this thing kita buka sekaligus. Orang slowly lah.
Do you remember tahun bila ni?
It's 98 lah.
98
lah. We open, tu buka. Then but a few months je. Few months then my uncle dengan the two uncles don't want to do anymore. So back to that, they said, why not you buy share, our shares balik lah. Whatever, then my father pay my uncle balik. Then my uncle dengan my mother lah. Itu time lah my uncle dengan my father tu, my father dengan my mother nak tarik anak-anak dia. Tu yang my dia cakap, kau turun ni, my father ni dia pandai tau. Dia pandai the sweet talk lah. Maybe
I pun dah subtle lah, tak perasan
kan. I pun macam begitu kan. So dia macam berbual lah, kau nak kerja dengan apa tak? Cakap boleh lah, tapi part time lah. Pasal I pun dah in the stage of kira,
you were trying to be a pilot, right?
Yeah. Wah, boleh kerja lah, tapi main tengah belajar tau. Tengah belajar. So if let's say I sampai certain stage, I will go out. Boleh. Kau masuk je. So, saya cakap, okay lah. So, bila I masuk, you know what he asked me to do?
Yeah.
Goreng telur je. Just goreng telur. I cakap,
dah belajar berapa?
Goreng telur. Rupanya, you see, my dad, he's a perfectionist. So, telur ni, dia tak suruh tak pakai mangkuk. Then, dia tuang. Then, dia kata, kau tengok telur tu, dia naik macam mana. Cakap, saya macam gitu ya, Pak. Dia cakap, pasal kalau dalam mangkuk, you pecahkan, you nampak telur tu ada darah tak? Atau nampak shell kat dalam tidak? So, kalau let's say, you main buka gitu je, kalau ada darah, customer makan, sakit perut. Tu dia kata, dia kata, kita mesti fikir pasal customer.
Wow.
So, I cakap, okay. So, kau belajar goreng telur je. Tapi memang banyak telur yang gini-gini. Ada telur meletup, macam yang cair. So from there, then he upgrade me after 1 month tau, goreng telur tau. So after that, then he upgrade me to goreng ayam. Goreng ayam bikin tepung. Then my mother give best. Dia ajar I bikin tepung. Dia ambil gini, macam gini. Nampak? Ini campak. Cakap, mak, ni macam mana ni?
Berapa banyak quantity dia?
Macam mana, what's the grammage ke apa kan? Tu dia kata, my mother cakap, actually, mak dia kau gini, kau tengok tangan kau, macam gini. Kau angkat tarik sikit, lepas tu kau buang. So it's like just one by measurement on their own tangan tu. Cakap, so, tangan mana besar mak, tangan mak kecil. Kau campak je, lepas tu kau rasa tepung tu. So tepung yang belum belum goreng tu dia suruh rasa. Hmm. So, so from there I learn step by step from my mom, then nasi macam mana. Then then I think I perhatikan my dad. My dad ni orangnya he, dia punya relationship to customer,
customer
different, totally a different level. Kalau orang-orang yang kenal my father pernah that time masih still alive, dia macam is dia buat macam customer tu macam tak macam members dah 10 tahun 20 tahun kenal.
Mm.
So so when whoever datang cakap, eh apa khabar, eh how's your dia, so that I learn I cakap my father, how does you know this fella is this fella this fella? Kau tengok dia, you tengok dia punya baju pakaian first. You tengok gerak-geri dia. Kadang-kadang orang pendiam, dia tak nak berbual, dia cuma nak saya nak nasi lemak dua. Itu tau. Tapi kau tengok New Jersey, tengok. Kadang-kadang dia pakai jersey Liverpool, Liverpool Zen, kadang-kadang dia pakai baik main juga dari Madrid ke atau whoever. Kadang-kadang dia pakai macam smart. So when dia, dia pakai smart kan, then you know okay dia kerja office. Terus you start conversation from there. Tengok pakaian orang dulu.
Very smart.
So from there you talk. Kadang-kadang dia pakai macam dia kata pakai smart dulu kan, is the best time you kacau dengan eh girlfriend mana girlfriend. You know what I mean? So when he you buat gitu conversation, then I perhatikan my father punya character. My father is a man management, so I belajar daripada my my mother pula. I belajar daripada my recipe-recipe. Dia dia modified, dia modified ni, dia modified tu, dia begini ni.
Is it true I read your mom or is it your grandma, your mixed heritage, is it? Dia
ada yeah, Japanese. My grandmother is the one who start dia punya masak-masak semua lah. She masak, dia masak macam in 5-10 minutes dah siap. Dia cuma cuk-cuk-cuk-cuk-cuk-cuk-cuk-cuk and dah siap.
Terus power.
Terus dah eh sedap.
Sedap.
Dia kata eh kau lagi ni. Tapi dia pesan my mother, kau jangan kasi orang. Tapi dia, then my mother pesan I jangan kasi orang. Saya cakap macam nak expand eh. So so I learn lah. Actually I learn from I pun curi-curi sikit pada my grandmother. Curi sikit pada my mother, my father. So
tapi that, that story of you goreng telur for 1 month and buat ayam tu semua, it's, it reminds me of the Karate Kid story. You know Karate Kid kan? Macam dia kena buat benda, satu benda basic over and over. And macam you pun macam, apa sebab aku buat benda ni kan? But actually it's good training, right?
Good, like, memang good training lah. But that time macam darah muda,
bingit lah kan?
Alamak, cakap macam eh kenapa macam gini eh? And you imagine I before I datang kedai, I was at the office tau. I kerja part shell. So that 8 hours dengan smart pakai tie buat buat sales jumpa gini. Bila sampai Adam Road, pergi toilet tukar baju shorts dengan shirts. Masuk. So imagine petang is different. Pagi different. Then jadi hati, wah pagi aku dah pening kepala dengan office punya benda sebagainya. Kena goreng telur depan mata ceng gitu. So it's
from, but do you think that teach, that taught you a bit of humility juga?
He's basically I think he's not about masak ni because he knows my character is dulu I ni a bit panas baras sikit. So he want me to be patient. So he bila buat gini macam tiba-tiba macam change lah. Patient okay. Kalau you see the telur dia macam dia letak telur tu dia naik slowly bonek botolah slowly naik botolah
menguji kesabaran eh?
so that there's a lot of stages that I belajar daripada my dad lagi best. One time he call me okay like besok kita akan pergi ke Pasir Panjang, it's a off day. I dah kerja pagi malam then on Friday tu is kita selalu off on Friday, so on Friday tu is off day. So cakap wah best. Lepas mayang, I macam family time lah. He can call me, Malik, kau ambil Abah. Kenapa? Kau ambil Abah, kita pergi Pasir Panjang. Dia cakap, alamak, pergi buat kerja lagi. So every Friday tu, bukan it's off day for me lah, still work with him. So
ada
he,
apa kat
pergi Pasir Panjang, he asked me to touch all the rice. I cakap, ni. Kita tengok rice ni.
Belajar.
Kita tengok ni rice. Ni rice ni, dia punya, you know rice that if you see properly, there's transparent, dark, dark, a bit dark white, then transparent. That's that great. Then you pegang, tengok basah ke tidak, tu yang steam rice. Cuma all the detail dia tunjukkan I. I macam, okay. Then, got one other stick, bahaya pula, this chili kering. Dia kopek, dia ambil biji dia tu, kau rasa.
Wow.
Alamak. So all the chili kena kena rasa. Gigit. Wah, pedas bah. Lepas tu abang kasi kau air. So makan dia, okay, ni chili kering China punya, kau rasa. Ha, ni chili kering India punya. Ini chili kering ya, daripada Wish India part. So he tell me, you know, and he's not a chef, no, but he knows. Then bawang, eh, you know, bawang merah, there's China one and there's India one. Kalau India punya, kalau you nak tahu, eh, kalau you beli bawang, eh, tip sikit lah.
Tips, eh?
Ha, kalau you beli bawang, you dah potong, you blend, you blend. After that, you dah blend kan, you tuang tempat mangkuk. Then dia macam gel lah.
Yeah.
That's from China.
Okay.
Bila you blend, you tuang dia macam bersepai. Itu daripada India. That is fresh. Pasal China dia pakai chemical sikit.
Okay, so those are some free tips, eh. Kalau sebab nak pergi pasar nanti, make sure you choose the right ones. So maybe, I mean, you've told this story so many times, but the moment where Adam Road became more than that, you know, like selera rasa became Crave. Can you share what happened in that transition?
Means selera rasa to Crave.
Yeah.
We actually not supposed to open Crave. We actually supposed to apa ni, go to Sydney, eh? Yeah, we supposed to go Sydney. We wait, kita dah plan untuk semua.
Nak migrate apa?
Nak migrate.
Wow.
Pasal arwah dad is very ambitious. Dia selalu cakap dengan I, dia tanya, kalau kau ada chance buka, just buka. So got one time, there's one guy from Melbourne jumpa my father. Dia cakap pasal gini. Pasal dia ada expect nak expand Melbourne. My father call me, balik kau turun, jumpa apa. Dia turun, ah, kau kenal ni orang? Okay, kau buka dengan dia. Just like that. I cakap, no bah, I'm not doing that. Pasal, if not, I will have kena planning semua. Then if anything happen, eh. That is my father's time. He feel good, just open. Kalau tak, you know, kalau tak jadi, patah balik. I cakap, I'm not like that. I will do the planning semua lah. So, then 2011, eh. 2011, my before kita buka Crave, 2011 kita still in Adam Road, and that's the time my dad pass away, meninggal. Then he asked me to expand lah tempat Pak Katil, that same Katil di
hospital bed.
Hospital bed tempat NUH. 2 weeks before he passed away, he called me, then he asked my dad to go out. Nak kena berbangan, my leg je. He hold my hands, he hold in, he hold, what? Dia cakap, leg, abah dah tak lama lagi. Mungkin orang-orang
dia tahu,
dah tahu. Dia cakap, kau expand business ni to a different level. Buka seluruh Singapore. Dia kata, bring the shop to the people.
Wow, bring, he had the vision.
Bring the shop to the people, dia cakap. Dia cakap dengan dia, okay, kau janji dengan abah, kau buat. Tapi kau ingat, pesan abah, amanah abah. Jaga adik beradik kau dan mak kau. Means I open doesn't mean I'm rich alone. Means I still kasih care everything to my family, siblings lah. Kau promise mah? Like, promise. That time my knowledge of expanding is zero. Tak tahu benda. Then I cakap, kau pun, tapi then he tengah sakit, dia buat gitu. Takkan I cakap, tak boleh bah, tak boleh. Impossible kan?
Betul.
So I just cakap my father, okay bah, balik janji. Janji boleh, eh? Kau janji apa tu? Then I cakap, panggil mak. That time, katil is here, belakang ada macam tembok, I keluar, I duduk menyangkung, I melalap. So I don't know what to do. I cakap, I'm the kind of person who, when I promise someone, I would, never mind, my dad know that, kalau I promise, I would do it. Biar ada promise tu, I duduk belakang menangis, I cakap, apa aku nak buat ni? Apa aku nak buat? I macam dah gone. I macam dah macam, eh, ini lah. What am I supposed to do? Then my mom keluar, my mom berbual, my father, my mom keluar nangis. Memang cakap, leg, abang macam tak lama. Ya, gitu lah. Then dia bilang, nurse dengan doktor semua, suruh dia nak balik. So, he balik lah. Balik, then he kena attack tempat rumah, dia bawa balik, then he pass away that 2 weeks lah.
Okay.
So, that is the time when I jaga Adam Road dulu. So, when we jaga Adam Road dulu, So bila then I expand to a different level lah. But only Adam Road tau. Adam Road dengan OQ. I buat macam delivery lah, gini. Time tu lah kira-kira ada kesenangan sikit lah. Bila ada kesenangan sikit tu
so
macam...
So you had what? You had two shops?
I got two shops. Hmm. OQ dengan Adam Road. Hmm. Which is still, kita masih ada selera satu lah. Two time memang kita tengah apa? Tengah
happening. Life was good.
Life was good, yes. Madam bought a lot of things. Mm.
Madam is here, by the way, in silence.
Madam bought a lot of things. Kita go holiday. Every 3 months, kita pergi holiday. Mm. Di Malaysia lah, di mana lah. And agama, in term of spiritual, macam sikit, out sikit lah. Mm. Semayang still. But delay telecast lah, kira. Waktu start waktu, kita macam, okay, tak apa-apa, boleh. Kadang-kadang, okay, Asar dengan, Zohor dengan Asar boleh combine.
Lah.
Okay?
Ujung-ujung.
5 minit, untuk Asar, okay, semayang. Lepas tu, complete satu package lah. Okay. So, that kind of thing lah. But semayang, I cannot leave because I also promised my ustaz last night. So, that's the time when kita kena accident lah.
Okay.
That's the time kita kena, that accident was actually a wake up call for us. Yang apa ni, it was at, so Pak Adam Road, hari yang my father punya tahlil, 40 days. So from my daughter, selalu my son kat belakang. Tu hari tu pula my son nak duduk tengah-tengah. Then my daughter pula belakang, dia baring. So bila dia baring, dia keluar daripada Eng Neo, Adam Road, keluar tu, one big tree. Dah jatuh tu.
Hujan lebat ke mana?
It's not. It's like macam sunny, nothing.
Interesting eh?
So, I tengah drive. And kebetulan pula hari tu, I nak buka my sunroof. So, buka atas tengok. Tengah drive, tengah macam rasa shadow. Then, look up. Then, nampak one big tree nak jatuh. So, I tekan minyak lah. Tekan minyak. Then, the landing part belakang. Bila dia landing part belakang. First thing, I shock my kids lah, nama-nama my kids lah. Tu semua still okay. So kita keluar.
Your car was flat lah?
Flat.
Belakang
macam dah ada pick up. You know, I drove Hyundai Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Kan besar kan?
Yeah.
Bila landing tu, my Santa Fe jadi macam pick up. Exactly. Depan seat dua masih ada, belakang pick up. Jadi that part yang kita tersentak. Macam terus keluar. My wife bring the kids to NUH. I balik. I bring the car to, I think tempat insurance tempat. Then duduk siang situ, I termenung tengok. Cakap, kalau aku, mean if I'm, kira dah tak ada, dah kat ajal on that day tu, I tak sempat pergi haji. I tak sempat fulfill my dad punya, you know, promise my. Cakap, maybe he's trying to show me, you are not doing the right thing. You are doing business, but you promise your dad that you're going to help your siblings more. But you're not doing. You're macam enjoying on your kids sendiri. So I pun cakap, so straight away I go and call her. Cakap, besok kita book haji. Then dia cakap, I think we should. Yeah, we think we should. So after that, the next day terus we
apply.
We change 360.
You know, it's really interesting to think, macam the circumstances of how it happened. Like you said, it was a normal day. Bukan hujan ribut ke apa, you know, like.
After that,
yeah. Yeah. So it's like.
Semua nak balik, semua hujan. Macam
kadang-kadang benda-benda ni berlaku, mungkin ada hikmahnya. Like it happened for a reason. And alhamdulillah, nobody got hurt. Because sometimes the reason tu bila you lose someone or somebody, you know, like very badly hurt, injured. But alhamdulillah, you were given the wake up call without the extended pain or suffering, kan? Macam, I mean, you just lost your dad anyway.
Yeah.
So at that time, still probably dealing with that. But yeah, I mean, so since then, I've seen you guys grow not just business wise, but also spiritually, and it's lovely to see. And you know, I guess that's also part of the package, you know, macam. we don't want to just be inspired by people who are, you know, good in one thing lah. Macam at least we see some semblance of balance pun bagus juga. Everybody needs the reminders kan. Sorry, I'm losing my voice, but not COVID. So if there was any thing that maybe, because you have kids, how many kids do you have?
Four kids.
So summer, I put in my four kids. I'm always thinking, my kids are still small, but like, what are the lessons that you want to impart in your children? Because your dad, your grandfather gave you many profound lessons, your mom, and this incident that happened. Like, if there was anything that you think, we want our kids to know this, what are those things?
Firstly, we've been training dorang, very kecil, is solat. It's just solat. After this, I didn't impose on the business part first. They see, oh, daddy you open crib, blah, blah, blah. But when they break it, kita keep asking to semayang. Last time we always have this thinking, anak kita mesti pakai tudung. Mesti kira macam, no matter how you, the girls must wear tudung. Then we did talk to our the ustaz, one of ustaz said, Rasulullah tidak suruh sebat anak untuk pakai tudung.
Tapi untuk solat.
So dia kata, suruh anak you solat. So we being from kecil, kita keep on telling him semayang. Sampai dia dah sampai dia macam jelak dengan word I cakap tu. Sampai kita tak payah cakap.
It becomes a habit lah.
So bila tengok muka ya, buka dengan azan, buka pintu ya, straight away dia dah, okay, we know. So because the kids nowadays, that's not good. The same as maybe my time and your time. My time is suka keluar pasal tak ada handphone. Then your time maybe more on the phone. Sekarang diorang more on computer. Diorang asyik computer diorang termenung. So
it's a bit more challenging to be a parent in this generation, for sure.
Yes.
That's why I'm also worried, concerned on a lot of these things. But I do like what your focus is, solat. Like, macam sekarang diorang masih kecil, so memang every time kena ingatkan lah, kena panggil satu kampung lah. Macam, siapa buat ni, siapa ni, dah ambil uduk belum, siapa ambil sejadah, telekong mana, songkok and everything. So, but I feel it's necessary. Right. Kita kena buat ni hari-hari. It's not just gonna be like something they know or they become a habit. This is our investment lah. Correct? Right. Yeah. Apart from solat, what else do you train them or teach them or guide them?
Another thing is to be humble. Mm-hmm. And never be kira kurang ajar. We don't because we don't to show them in front of people that macam kita kurang ajar kan. Bukan dengan parents ya, dengan the elder. Kira siapa siapa kat luar pun. Walaupun that fella macam kurang ajar dengan my kids kan, don't fight back. Just senyum.
But you admitted just now that you were ill-tempered dulu. Yeah. Macam you cepat marah. So you know the kind of damage that can happen. Yeah. Kalau
just when you marah orang, the patah balik macam you tengok, you macam cermin dah. You marah orang, the marah will come back to you.
True.
But when you senyum ya, you senyum, you diam. The fella yang marah pun dah macam full stop, tak ada koma. So I practice that to my kids. Pasal kita, both of us, Shirin, si madam ni, dia used to be on blogging world. Blogging world ni banyak makcik-makcik bawa
gosip rumah.
Dia cocok dari sini, cocok dari sini, dia tolak sini, tolak sini. And I'm not a blogger person, but I
ni zaman apa, Blogspot eh?
Blogspot multiply.
Yeah, multiply.
So evil. No? They write. She's good in writing. She's good in writing, but dia punya
the community.
Community inside is like
a lot of cyberbullying.
Yes,
even back then.
It really affects you, like
my goodness. Yeah. So I cakap, this kind of thing we cannot bring this. So kita, whatever yang kita dah kena, don't bring this to the kids. But if the kids want, they are there really, kita are prepared to talk to them. But we also practice this. which I don't know you practice. We, when the kids tang kecil-kecil, every day kita keluar.
Hmm.
Every day kita jumpa. But once they are, they're not teenager kan. My kids is 13 sampai ke 23.
Hmm.
So I cakap dengan my, I cakap, huh?
14.
Oh, 14, sorry. Wait.
It's okay.
So madam yang betul. So bila I, we always practice kan, every week one day mesti keluar makan.
Hmm.
If kalau tak boleh keluar pasal kan COVID kan, tak boleh keluar makan. So we will buy food, bring back, kita duduk at the table.
Hmm.
And then when we do this, duduk at the table, kita tak, we never talk.
Hmm.
We let them talk. Kita macam cucuk-cucuk je.
Hmm.
So macam macam got one time tu, like macam my son that time he was 18 years old lah, 23 kan. So he's 18 years old, he got his first girlfriend.
Hmm.
So kita macam cucuk macam, eh, I heard you got someone else lah. Got someone you always contact lah. Dia kata ya. So normally they all akan talk to each other first. So the sister will be the one, ya lah, abang no got girlfriend ni. Eh, you got girlfriend lah? Eh, how the girlfriend? So during our time, kalau ada girlfriend ni dah kena marah.
Ya lah.
Eh, apa sebab gini-gini kan? But now, but my, apa, our kids, the generation, we cannot do that way.
Hmm.
So I macam indirectly support them, but then kita
guide them.
So berubah lah, berubah dengan orang. Pasal kata this generation is about they want to be like macam the American style.
Yeah.
American kan 18 tahun dah independent.
True.
But the Asian Singapore, I mean, I mean maybe Southeast Asia punya kids, they want to be the American, but they cannot. Dia belum lagi boleh handle dia punya pressure yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time when you see a lot of kids ni, diorang ada dia punya this, what you call it? Mental lah. Macam stress.
Mm.
Macam don't stress. Then don't stress ni, ada yang, you know, all kind of.
Yeah, they do all the stupid things lah.
They do stupid stuff lah. So I told Christian, I think we shall not, we are, kita dah enjoy, we do all the good things, you know, the old days. So we know what is, apa yang bagus, apa yang tak bagus. So when we come to our kids, don't let them do. Let them
explore.
But we must make sure that they come back to us. Eh, daddy, just now I got my son nanti now, kalau dia ada problem dengan dia punya fiancé, dia akan, oh, you can, we can jadi tokadi my son kan.
InsyaAllah.
So, dengan fiancé, dia akan talk to me.
That's really interesting, you know. Actually, that's one of the things my wife and I, kita takut macam, kalau jorang dah ada relationship ke apa, rasa jorang akan open up tak ke kita? Kan takut lah macam jorang, they keep it to themselves. So we are trying to practice that openness. So kurang-kurangnya kalau tak open to both of us, at least one of us, our children feel comfortable talking to, you know, about these things. But yang tadi you cakap tu, yes, I do try to practice. So sekarang, of course, jorang masih kecil, so we go out every week. Spend time with jorang. I hope they remember when they go out. But the other thing is, yeah, bila dah besar sikit tu yang susah. Bila dah teenager, nak duduk makan sama-sama satu meja tu, alasan sekolah. You know, I hear this lah. Parents always say, oh, exam, you know, and things like that, project, CCA. But if you can try lah. Tak boleh pun, tak boleh, just try. InsyaAllah, hopefully, one day they become like this lah. Macam,
the formula is,
yeah,
for the kids, it's not about you, apa ni, you give your time now. Last time, macam, our dad was
dia yang set time.
Okay, hari Jumaat jumpa, dia sendiri, oh, semua jumpa kan. But now tak terbalik.
Kita kena adjust lah.
You kena adjust their time. You will tell them, okay, this week, when is the best time for you all, we all to meet you. We all to meet them. Gini tak?
Yeah.
So they will say, oh, on Friday I got this, I got this. Then they will say, okay, Saturday can lah. Nanti dong bincang to each other. So we must, kira macam blend with them sekarang.
Very interesting.
So kalau tidak, you tak akan.
It won't happen.
It won't happen.
That's
true. So you whatever you ada appointment dengan your friend, kau pun you tolak dulu. So you tell them, okay, next week. Kena bilang tau, kira terus terus. Gini, okay, jumpa, meet with them, talk with them.
Okay. So I guess another question that always comes to any business owner yang ada anak, dia tanya, do you hope that your children will take on the business just like how your father gave it over to you?
Yeah, hope there is. Pasal tidak sayang kan.
Pasal
I when I give a talk to a lot of business fellow, I say be a business person that is like okay, Singapore brand Yo Yap Sing, example Example the like the Tiger Beer punya example eh. That company eh doesn't grow from one generation though. So I said be a that company where you grow from start daripada datuk ni orang. Dia naik, then the son take over and the son naikkan lagi. So then cucu take over, naikkan, cicit naik lagi. I see that a lot of businessmen macam dia dah naik, son don't take over. So after that, the son say I want to do myself. So when the son say want to do themselves, dia kena start from scratch balik. So dia punya chart macam naik turun. Naik turun.
Turun menjunam ya.
So you won't go to the different level.
If your children don't want to, what's your succession plan? Do you plan to like just get hand it over to somebody else who you?
Actually, my son. My son dia nak jadi steward tau.
Okay. Macam you je sikit-sikit.
Oh, that's no idea. Aku macam my father sedih sikit eh. Sikit, ya aku dah buka satu Singapore ni, dia tak nak jadi. So, you know what I do? I talk to him and say, what makes you don't want to be, pasal dia kerja part-time tempat Adam Road. You try. Cakap, no daddy, if I become at a hawker kan, very tired lah. I got no time for family, then business macam gini. Dia ceritakan lah dia punya. So the new generation style lah. So what actually you want? I prefer to be like in the office. Kalau I dah belajar this ni, then after that I work at kan? So I rather work at the office ni. So I kena blend dia punya cara. So what I do is I OEM my samban. Then I get one office. I make him to do that. So then after that, okay, I do what you want. So you want to be I buat macam trap kan dia lah. Luckily he listen and he wants to be in lah. So kalau yang tak jadi tu, yang just tu yang sedih tu.
True.
But I listen to him because I always tackle his idea first. Buat cara dia. Then from there, now the sibling yang bawa-bawa semua nampak abang dia kerja. Abang kerja very interesting eh. Begini-gini eh. So now dia orang pula cakap, I become your marketing camp. I become this one. So macam kita dia kata, okay dah. Dah nampak dia punya sign. So basically,
you have one boy and three girls.
One boy, three girls. Okay. So basically, my thoughts is, kita nak kena, same lah. Kita kena listen to them. Listen to their generation.
Beautiful. I think that's really good advice, and I hope to be able to, you know, do the same with my children one day, insyaAllah. My wife dah cakap dah, so Safina nak kasi siapa? And this business nak kasi siapa? Macam, dia fikir anak ni satu macam mana, semua lain-lain interest, you know. And I'm sure your children pun semua unique, semua
and
lain.
My second one, she's independent. So she already said in the beginning, I'm not going to the business. Because she wants to
do something on her own.
She wants to do her own, she wants to belajar, can I overseas? Go overseas? Dia cakap okay. So okay, I tengok muka dia cakap okay. Cakap okay, you, I buat deal dengan dia. Last week.
Yesterday.
Yeah, she just blonde her hair red colour. So I macam terperanjat tau. She used to have long hair semua gitu. Tapi dah lama lah dia potong pendek. Kau cakap dia banyak-banyak apa tu? Macam dandruff kan. So dia potong pendek. Bila dia potong pendek, terus dia macam dah shoot, I'm comfortable with this. So dia cakap okay lah. So dia macam rugged sikit lah. So mak dia pun worry. Okay, buat this rugged-rugged part. Mak dia worry. Mak dia pun cakap, Iba, are you? No lah, I'm not lah. You know? So tu cakap okay. So, we go to the extent to ask our kids.
Because who else
to just be open, yeah, correct. Just be open.
Because I rather they come to me and they go to their friends.
True.
I don't know what their friends will advise them. So I say, I want you to come to me. I will talk. We will listen lah.
So what did she say to you yesterday?
Oh, she just said, Daddy, I want to, after my poly, I want to go overseas kan, study. I think I need to go, minta tak gagak Cambridge lah, apa kan. So I cakap, that one lah. Tapi that one I must have my heart. I buka more crib.
Dia nak belajar apa? What's her minat?
She's biomedical engineering.
So I cakap, why not you go and find at Perth ke dekat sikit, so 5 hours to go to that place.
True.
So you know, kalau London macam berbelas jam kan. Sikit tu kata, okay, I will look. So dia kata, tapi dengan satu syarat. 1 year I cannot see you miss solat. Second, I want you to khatam Quran. Wah, dia muka dah berubah. Pasal solat dia dah okay. I want you to khatam Quran. Muka dia macam, Mama, you always, it's a task. I have to pay this one. I give you a task. You give me. So I know. Okay, on. Say shake hand. Macam gitu. Wah, nice. So I think, but he will, I think she will do it lah. She's the kind of person very
determined.
So if she do it, then okay lah.
Actually, one of my daughter, my eldest ah, kita selalu kena exchange gitu. You do this, then I give you this. You do this, boleh. It works.
It's the generation now. Yeah. So I basically, I think kids is, it's totally a different person from last time. We realize also one thing. Kids when they want to go to the teenage near age, from young to berbelasan. That's the time when the stress tu datang tu.
Yeah.
And that's the time when parents must be very close to them. Kalau macam perempuan, make sure dengan mum. My son was stressful sampai duduk dalam bilik diam. Because our last one, he expected in the last one is a boy. So dapat tahu it's a girl. And dia masuk dalam bilik, dia duduk dan diam. Tak nak keluar. Kita ajak dia keluar, tak nak makan, tak nak. Gitu.
Affected lah.
Sikit lah, something. Dulu aku macam tak kisah kan. But this is the generation ni lah. Sama kita panggil nenek dia. Pasal dia manja dengan nenek datang. Nenek ajak dia keluar. Body ikut keluar. Ini. Then my second one pun sama. My second one sampai teacher call. Cakap dia ada distress gini. So kita bawa. Ajak berbual ni. So cakap no matter how. Sama melalak-lalak mak dia pasal dapat tahu. I didn't know. I kerja.
Then balik. Sometimes they on their own in school. I didn't pergi jumpa counselor. Then when you do teacher parenting, do you know that your daughter is seeing outside?
Then, huh? Terkejut.
Oh. So, oh my goodness.
Kenapa gini-gini? Terus,
That's how after that we learn that we need them to talk to us.
True.
Yeah. Instead of they bottling up, maybe they are scared or what. So it's like, you cannot.
Actually,
you need to open up.
Like you yourself, you are a known person. I mean, everybody knows you. The kids will feel pressured, macam dia pressure nak berbual kita tu. Pasal dia kata, kalau berbual bapak aku ni orang, banyak orang tahu lagi. I feel, that's why.
That's true. So that's why kita ada different role lah. My wife ni role is different, mine is different. Dia ada things saya kena pergi, mak dia.
Correct. Situ. So when my mom cakap dengan, dia anak-anak saya berbual dengan mak dia, nanti bawa mak dia pas. Kadang-kadang certain personality, dia berbual dengan mak. Nanti mak dia berbual. Dia berkata, what happened? Then dia tengok mak dia. I tell you don't to tell.
I cannot keep anything from your dad.
So dia cakap, you don't worry, I am okay. Just say it in me. I sampai put down, you know that my girls, they are so macam independent, macam semua dia buat sendiri. Sampai I sendiri macam tak tahu apa nak buat. I sampai belikan domnya, you know, the monthly pet thing. I beli, I stock kan, sembunyi kan. Nanti dia cakap, Mami, you buy, they never ask me, Mami, you buy pet or not? Ask your dad, okay, I got stock. I seal you. So, and to that level, like, I just want to have that relationship, close relationship. Because the idea of now is totally different because last time kita buat kampung. Kampung is always...
You're always close near together, close. Right?
Yeah. Sekarang, neighbor tak kenal. Takkan, even the kids, kalau kita macam rumah, macam our house is mentioned, kadang-kadang balik rumah donate.
Terus semua masing-masing lah.
Kan? Tu yang I takut tu. So, that's why.
But you know what? I mean, looking at, if we talk about success for a while, macam if you want to be a successful person, let's say lah, you achieve finance, wealth, business, apa, career pun. Tapi kalau you come back home and your family is not together, you tak rasa togetherness, the success tak bermakna.
Betul.
So that's why it's so important. I'm glad that we spend at least half of the session talking about family, because kadang-kadang we get too fixated on, oh, I need to chase this, I need to do that, I need to. Tapi kalau you balik rumah macam itu, there's no peace, you know.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's the balance that we need lah.
Yes. Yeah. The idea of doing business is for the family.
True.
But if you just focus on making money, then kids not happy. So no point.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm big responsible. I'm not only taking care of my kids and my family. I'm taking care of my siblings, my family.
Mm, true.
So
because they are like indirectly employed and under you.
So they are also the bosses of Seri Rasa and Crave. They also bosses, tapi dia tak nak be in the picture.
Okay.
But they got shares lah.
Mm.
So every time I kena telefon orang, macam mana? Everything okay? Our family kini ni, dia kena macam gini dia. Then nak kena manjakan my mother. Mak kan syurga. Terus kena manja my mother. Cakap, mak apa khabar? Ni mungkin lepas ni kita boleh jumpa dia.
How old is your mom now?
77, so sorry. Mak kena dengar, mak. 71.
Wow. So she married young, I suppose?
Yes. She married young. My mother actually garang. Garang, dia fierce. Tapi depan orang, you tak nampak dia fierce. Dia senyum. Tapi kalau dengan kita, ya Allah. Kita actually, kita
kecil. How many siblings, sorry? You ada?
Five.
Kita kecil. You know berapa?
First.
Oh, you first.
We are actually, kita born not rich. Kita born really susah, semacam-macam susah. Man. My dad was paid 100 plus to 200. I'm the person who fikir macam, kecil-kecil tu kan. Bila dia kerja Pak Hayat tu, 14 tahun. That's the reason I cakap Ustaz nak kerja kan. So bila kerja Hayat tu, I nak dapat more money to help the family. So when I tengok pasal apa, kita ada rumah. Pasal datang rumah HDB, 5 room is only like 70,000, 50,000 kan. So
bestnya
rumah kan? Hayat. Macam boleh pay cash gitu kan. So kita ada rumah, tapi tak ada tilam, tak ada katil, tak ada apa. Then my dad want to go courts and then take loan lah. I cakap bahawa tak payah. Kita apa yang ada kita. So I work. Let's say example I dapat $1,000. For 2 weeks I kerja part time, betul dapat $1,000. That $1,000 tu, it's not my gaji no. That gaji I kasih pada my dad. And my dad kasih I $50. I'm the happiest person bro. That's when I was time I small lah. 14. So I cakap my dad, okay, bah ni duit kita buat. So my punya mentality is like that lah. So bila kecil.
Amazing. I think you know, you had all the right training. I mean, kadang-kadang ada orang dia dilahirkan dalam keluarga yang susah, dia rasa macam I'm fated to be poor, or you know, we can never be happy, we can never grow. Tapi sebenarnya, you know, that's all training.
Correct.
Ada training yang your parents kasih, ada training your grandparents kasih, ada training your teachers kasih. Some training come from above. And they put you in those situations for you to learn.
Correct.
And we should learn to look at the bright side, belajar daripada hikmah, daripada segala yang berlaku. And mudah-mudahan kita membangun daripada dalam lah. Dalaman kita membangun, kerohanian kita membangun, you know. So, I think that's what makes a fulfilling life at the end of the day. Okay. Because when you are on your deathbed, apa lagi kan? Like, if your children are not together, are you happy? I don't think so. You have a big house, so what? You know. So when you have all of these things, and you tahu anak-anak you solat, tenang hati kan? Macam, so the key things, I think we need to start prioritizing. You know, everyone listening right now, you know, yes, we should all be inspired by his journey, Mr. Malik, and I am. Tapi we also need to listen to the other parts of his story. They are equally important, and we need to start investing in those areas too. Okay, agama, keluarga, you know, and all the other aspects of education are important. So hopefully we lead a more fulfilling life, and you know, and may we also have success in the hereafter, inshallah. Right? Any last words that you want to share to my listeners? Advice, nasihat.
Always listen to Mizi Wahid podcast.
Thank you. Any nasihat for me tak? Okay, I want nasihat from a business person to a younger business person still in my journey. Apa nasihat you untuk I?
If you want to do to pass on to your generation, next generation, make a template.
Okay.
That is easier for them to do.
Okay.
Don't do the old fashioned way. Kau masuk ke baju sendiri. No. So the generation then they need a template.
Okay.
So it should
like how do I do this and how do I
do this? Then they tengok, okay. So you jangan kasih dia orang only one multiple choice. You kasih dia orang tiga multiple choice. So they choose. then they like it, then they will join you, then you will be the most happiest person.
Nice, nice. Yes. That's good. Thank you so much for that. And thank you everybody for listening in. I hope you enjoyed that one. Alhamdulillah, I'm really honored to have you as my guest. This was scheduled last year sebenarnya, but postponed. But we understand we're all busy and with COVID and everything. But Alhamdulillah, finally settled. And this is recorded pre-Ramadan, might be released in Ramadan. So Ramadan Mubarak to everybody. And Ramadan Mubarak to all of you and your family as well, inshallah. Inshallah. May this Ramadan be the most meaningful one yet for all of us. May Allah accept all our ibadah. Ameen. All right. Thank you, everybody. Till the next episode. Take care. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bye-bye. All right.